Good day and welcome to the Business Success Network podcast. I'm Stacey Calder, founder of the Business Success Network and magazine, and we help you to grow you and grow your business. We want to get you as visible as possible online, offline, and through events such as networking, awards, and conferences. If you're sitting here and listening to this and thinking this is a great show, we are looking for guests to be part of it. We want to hear your story and we want to share your information with the public. We want you to be as visible as possible. So join us over at the Business Success Network UK on Facebook, join the community, get the support, become a cheerleader for other small businesses, and we'll see you very soon.
Small business owner with big dreams but feeling stuck in the daily grind, then it's time to become the superhero of your own success story with me, Sheena Wyatt at Kapow Coaching. I'm here to help you fight off the villains of time, stress and overwhelm, and together we'll cut through the chaos, bring clarity to your path and unlock your true potential. If you're ready to step into your superpower and lead your business victory, then let's connect and start your journey to greatness today.
So hello and welcome to season two of the Disabled Entrepreneurs podcast for Business Success Network. I am Jo. I am the community leader of the Disabled Entrepreneurs Business Success Network group. Please come join us there. I will put links in the show notes. But today I have the lovely Sheena Wyatt with me, who is just come for a chat on all things disabled entrepreneurs, what she does, and of course, what business success looks like. Sheena, I am going to pass over to you. Would you like to tell us who you are and what you do?
I certainly will, Jo. Thank you very much for having me. I am indeed Sheena Wyatt, and I am a business coach. I'm not just a business coach. I'm a business coach who's really motivated to help small business owners grow and succeed. And I do that with one-to-one training sessions, coaching sessions. Some people call them power hours. Other people call them weapons-grade ass-kicking sessions. It's entirely up to you what you call them, for an hour a month. And some lucky people work with me for a little bit longer. I work with people across all kinds of industries, helping them find their superpowers and put them into their business.
And it is a weapons grade ass kicking, and you usually leave with your head spinning, but in a good way. I promise you that. She is my coach, as you can tell. And you work with several of us who are disabled, and I do like the fact that, as well as going, yes, we can do this and we can do this, you also have a thing of how is that going to affect you? And I quite like that, because you're mindful that we may have other difficulties to work around as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of the things that I empathize with is having a head ton full of ideas and all sorts of passion and energies and things that you want to do for your business, but not necessarily having the body that can write the checks to make that happen. And it's being able to look at it and think, OK, this is fantastic. Global domination on the back of an envelope. But let's just break that down into manageable steps, because there's nothing worse than having all of the passion and the energy and the idea and then effectively having the balloon sort of quietly deflate in a corner because it's just that little bit too ambitious. So it is all about helping break that down into what's achievable. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of it and build it up going forward in steps that are suitable to work around the challenges that we all face running our businesses.
That's the bit I love. And you seem to just get people. As I say, I leave sessions with my head spinning, with lots of ideas. And I've learned, I could just park up there and then we'll build it into the plan.
Hence the post-it note wall of brain, which is how I do it, in the whole, right, park that. Let's just take that idea, park it somewhere else. It will come into the plan. And as you know, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we'll revisit and go, what were we think? This was ridiculous. And equally, sometimes you'll look at it and think, not quite right, but maybe if we do a bit of that and a bit of this, and maybe we do a bit more of that stuff, then it will come into an idea where I'll sit back in the coaching session and think, I think you're nearly there. And then there'll be that moment when the person on the other end of the call will go, ooh, and I think, yep, there you go. There you go.
You can see the light bulb turn on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with that. I mean, like you, I have a list. I have a list of client work that I need to get done. I have a list of the PSN and podcast stuff I need to get done. And then I have a, this is for my business. And whenever I get a chance and I've got some free time, I've got a day, I'm just going to sit and work on those, because you do get into the flow. And I find it much easier that way than to do like a little bit here and a little bit there, because that just doesn't work for me. I know some people like to work that way, but I like to sit and focus on something.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because it's also, it would be really easy for a coach like me to effectively take the you should do this approach. And one of the reasons I don't is because it really irritates me when people say that to me, oh, you should do this. And I think, bog off, why should I do something the way that you think I should do it? But equally, sometimes it's sitting there and having that knowledge of thinking, that's just not going to work for me. And one of the things that I am very aware of is I work best in the afternoon / late afternoon, early evening. This morning's been a classic example. I have done stuff this morning, but I haven't really done stuff. I have done little jobs that needed doing because I just had a morning where I was struggling to get into the flow. And what I've learned is don't force it. If I'm not sort of sitting at the keyboard in my case and thinking, right, what am I going to get done before I have a coaching session or before I need to go and run content creation club or whatever it is, if I'm not feeling like that, then I listen, if you like, to how I'm, and I just think you're just not on it this morning. So don't force it. Do a couple of things that you can do. I'm quite, as we've talked about it separately, I'm quite obsessive at the moment about tracking my numbers on my social media posts. And that's a nice, easy little job that I can do that makes me feel like I've achieved something, because it's something I want to do every day. But equally, it's not requiring me to put any emotional energy, any creative energy on those days when I'm just a bit flat, like we all get.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do. I mean, I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. I did an hour's work. I got a whole bunch of stuff done. I went back to bed. When I got up at 9:30, I felt like crap. But, you know, those happen. But I have also been co-working a little bit this morning and I got some stuff done. And I've actually got everything done I needed to do for today. I've got some little bits I'd like to do later after a client session. We'll see. If I can get ahead of myself, I can eke out a day to work on my business, which is that magic point.
And you know, it's one of the reasons, it's as you mentioned, co-working there. I think that's really interesting, because one of the reasons I set up Content Creation Club was one of the things I wasn't doing was regularly creating blog content. I was writing blogs, I was doing, but I wasn't doing it in a consistent way. Yeah. And yes, it's boring, but I'm afraid it's true. Consistency is important if you want your message to get out there, whatever your message is. And that doesn't have to be blogs. If you're watching this, listening and thinking, I don't write blogs, it doesn't matter. However you are putting yourself in front of your target audience, you just need to do that consistently. And the thing for me was, because it didn't feel like proper work, because I enjoy writing blogs, that it just kept getting, I just kept sliding it off. Yeah, I can do that later. And then all of a sudden I'd think, shit, I haven't written a blog in about 6 weeks. Then it would feel like a chore. So the co-working thing is when I had the light bulb, because many years ago, a friend and colleague used to run something called Blog Squad. And we used to do that. We used to be able to go along to that after face-to-face networking. And actually what I really loved about it was the peer-to-peer accountability. I've said I'm going to go to Blog Squad after this meeting, so I ought to turn up, really. And that was it. There was nothing more to it. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, I thought, I missed that. I missed that peer-to-peer accountability. So why not do something online, which means that anybody can come along to it, as you've been a couple of times now. It's simple, but it works. We turn up, say hello. We start off by telling each other what we want to achieve in that 50. By the time we've all said hello and done that, it's about 50 minutes. And then we crack on. Now, it might not sound like very much. You'll know from having done it this morning with whoever you were co-working with. But bloody hell, you can get a lot done in 50 minutes when you're focused and you've got people around you doing the same thing. It's amazing.
it really helps that other people around you are doing the same thing. You've carved out that time, that's dedicated time, nothing else is going to like pop up. Same with co-working, it keeps me in my seat, therefore I should be doing something instead of me going, I could go to bed, or I could go do something else over there. It's like, no, I'm here, I'm sat.
Start talking. It's under the hammer. I could go and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, and so I'm here, I'm working. It's like, I'm sat here, I'm sat talking, I might as well work. I mean, it doesn't work for something that requires a lot of concentration. Those, I have to sit and concentrate, but usually I've mentally prepared myself for that one.
Yes.
And that's right, I'm going to sit down and do this. It's the little job.
It's a really powerful tool. Seriously, you know, if you're struggling to stay motivated, or you're having one of those flat days, or a day where there's something that you have to get done and it's not something that you are particularly enjoying, co-working can be a really good way just to keep you, as you say, keep you sat in your seat and get the stuff done. And Content Club, I won't lie, you know, sometimes I look at my diary and I think I could really do with that hour back to do something else. But then I sit back and I think the whole point, Sheena, of carving this out is so you get this stuff done. And I do. And it amazes me every month when I go, crikey, I've managed to get all that done in 50 minutes because I can't procrastinate. I can't toddle off and make a cup of tea. I can't get distracted by, ooh, Facebook, because I'm there running it for people. Again, my clients who work with me, they get to come along for free. But, you know, Content Club's available to anybody and people pay to come there. And so I also have that responsibility. But the bottom line being, co-working can be a really effective way to help you get stuff done. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, I've been at that point where it's like, I could really do without this today. I'm really busy. But you've then got the mindset of, no, I've said I'm going and I'm going to do this. And I think it just really helps, because then at least you're working on your business yourself.
Yeah, so, exactly.
The next question is one we ask everybody on the BSM podcast. What does business success look like to you?
Oh, how long have you got, Joe?
We've got a while. You can tell me as much or as little as you want. We always get different answers.
It's really interesting because in a previous life, a previous business life, that actually became a real issue and one of the many reasons why a previous business that I ran away from me, I think, is possibly the best way to put it. Because I was working with a business partner. The biggest business mistake I ever made, but I learned from that. I learned hugely from that. But we had very different ideas of what business success looked like. And that actually became the root of what became a completely destructive problem, which is it's a different story. But what came out of that when I was ended up with no business in a very dramatic fashion and a kind of, oh, crap, now what do I do moment, it took me quite a long time to find my equilibrium again. There was a lot of personal stuff that had gone on in there from that business partner to me. So my self-confidence was absolutely shot. My self-esteem as well, because they are slightly different. I just couldn't see a way forward. And I was angry all the time, mostly about the fact that I just hadn't seen what was happening. I was the last one that saw what was happening. And so that anger was actually self-directed. I was really angry at myself that I'd let that situation develop over what was quite a long period of time. The point of that ramble is, when it came to what am I going to do next, I simply couldn't see the wood for the trees. And it was my mum who actually turned to me and said, I think possibly with the, I'm fed up of listening to you bitching and whinging about all the horrible things that have happened. Yes, they have. And yes, you have been done wrong and all that sort of thing. But really, now's the time to turn your bike round. And she just said, well, darling, if you don't know what you want, why don't you think about what you don't want? Light bulb moment. Because I'd been so focused on not being able to pin down what I wanted in the big picture that I just simply couldn't get going. And that got me thinking about that very question, Joe, which was, what do I want this business to look like? I.e., if I'm going to do this, then I want this to be a success. I don't want this to be effectively a hobby. I'm not built like that. If I'm going to do something, I do it to the best of my ability. And so actually it helped me start to think about, well, what do I want this to look like with regards to all the things I do not want in this new business? And that became really easy. And that list became like that. But actually what it started to do very quickly was made me realize what I was writing was my roadmap for what I thought a successful business looked like. And I think the first part of my answer to your question and to anybody who's watching or listening to this, is business success is what you want it to be. That is the most important thing to begin with. I've worked with people who want global domination, and that's absolutely fine. I've worked with people who simply want to make a little bit of money to give them a little bit of financial independence, and that's fine too. Nobody can actually tell you what business success should be. What does it mean to me? And that is something that's also interesting, because that also changes. And I think that's really important. If you talked to the me before lockdown and asked me that question, I would give you a very different answer to the one I'm rambling through today. It would have been a very different answer, because my business and my life was very different then. Since lockdown, I've had to adapt my business to be purely online. Let's face it, Joe, before lockdown, we would never be doing this. We would never have done this. It just wasn't on business radar. But it is now. And so my business has adapted, and what I want from that business has adapted. Since lockdown, my husband retired after 35 years as a pilot in the Royal Air Force. All of a sudden, I have a nearly 60-year-old with nothing to do. Oh, no, hang on, because he's on the golf course all the time. But it made me think about, well, wait, well, now what do I want my business to look like? Because joking aside, I didn't want to be chained to the desk from 10 till 5 every day when he'd spent 35 years doing lots of very brave and dangerous things. I wanted to make more of that. So business success is a weird and wonderful thing. My job is to help people achieve it. That is what I try and do, is to help my clients achieve what success looks like for them. When you work for yourself, a lot of people will have an idea that you're lounging about, that working for yourself / working from home is somehow easy. It's not a proper job.
You can drop everything and do something for someone else.
Yeah, we get that a lot thrown back at us, home-based businesses. What people don't see, of course, is the fact that your home-based business, your solopreneur business, your micro business, whatever you are, the only person that's making that business a success or a failure is you. And that actually is the underpinning answer to the question. Business success can mean whatever you want it to be. If you feel you have the capacity for global domination and you're prepared to listen to advice and guidance to get there, go for it. Absolutely go for it. The thought of global domination makes me and my blood go utterly cold, because that's not what I want. What I want is to be able to help the people that want help, who are prepared to work with me, but also balance that with the stuff I want to do more of for me. And that effectively means looking at the balance between financial success, which is what I think people get business success confused with, and business success, life success. Yeah, I could take on a huge amount more clients, but I'd have no life. And then what would the point be of earning all that money if I had no time to go and spend it or enjoy it? So my advice and guidance on this, seriously, is don't get hung up on what you think business success should be. There will be a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of advice and opinions on what business success should be and what you should be doing and the things that you could be. The shoulda, woulda, couldas, you need to turn them out. Sit down and think, what does it look like to me? What do I want from my business? What is success for me? And if success for you is financial and looking at a financial goal and achieving that financial goal, well done you. If success for you is, I want to take this idea from here, an idea into something that I can sell, good for you. If you sit down and you think, I just want to have more time for me, good for you. Whatever your idea of business success is, write it down, put it somewhere you can see it. And then the next time that somebody says, oh, you should do this, or your business should do this, just mentally go, talk to the hand, have a little look at your notes, smile, nod, and just think, yep, I'm all right. I'm all right with what this success looks like for me. Thank you very much, because it's mine and it's what I want for my business.
Attention, all business owners. Are you ready to elevate your marketing game? Meet Escape the Village, based in the heart of Wiltshire and with national coverage. With over 30 years of experience, Liz and her team specialise in crafting tailored marketing strategies just for you. from websites to SEO and content creation to social media management. We have everything you need to grow your business. Whether you're in rural, equine, or the agricultural sector, we understand your unique challenges and are here to support you. So why wait? Visit escapethevillage.com today and let us help you escape ordinary marketing.
Oddly enough, when we ask this question on any of the BSM podcasts, no one ever says like, oh, yeah, the number one thing is financial success. They never want, the money is always, the bills need to be paid. I'd like to have a little bit of money, but it's either helping people or doing it for themselves or something that impacts their life. The money's a secondary, which I always find really interesting.
It isn't it? Because if you think about the corporate world, it's opposite. Corporate world is driven by salary. You are, whether it's conscious or not, you're looking at it and thinking, am I going to take this job because of what they're going to pay me to do this stuff in this, in these boxes, these Monday to Friday, etc. And I think sometimes people get a little bit hung up on the cliche of, oh, I'm looking for a better work-life balance. And that's easy to roll out, but what does that actually mean for you? Because you can then get stuck in thinking, oh, well, actually, I can do all this life balance stuff. And then I wonder why I can't pay my bills. And it's like, you need to look at the balance of it with regards to if your business is not paying you enough to pay your bills or whatever monetary success you want from that business. I'm very sorry, it's not a business. It's a hobby that's paying you some money. And if that's what you want, also, that is fine. I am not criticizing that. There are many people out there who make a serious, actually, if you think about it, amount of financial gain from running what people would look at as being side hustles or second businesses or what have you. It doesn't matter. The key thing is just don't let somebody else tell you what your success should look like because it's entirely up to you.
Yeah. It's so prevalent that it's a meme of I left the 9-to-5 working 40 hours a week so I could work 24/7 on my business. But I mean, that depends what type of person you are. I mean, my brain does not shut off ever. And once it does, it takes me a long time to get going. So I tend not to stop. I am a workaholic. I was when I worked in the corporate world. But it is having that work-life balance of whatever you need. I mean, I work around a disability. So mine's slightly different to what someone might be working around kids or just having more time for themselves. As you say, working around Ollie when he's not on the golf course.
Which is rare.
It keeps him out from under your feet.
It does. It does indeed. But yeah, it's an interesting one. But being true to what you want that to be is what's really important.
Yep. Fabulous. So, what are your plans for the future? I know it's not world domination.
No, it's not. It really isn't. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because it, like you, the brain never stops. And there is always that little thought process going on of, I could do, which is, I mentioned it before, which is why I do have just there my wall of brain, which has post-it notes, which when I have the idea and I scribble it down and I park it, so that when it comes to things like this, what are your plans for the future of Kapow and where do you see Kapow going? That actually it gives me a chance to think some of those ideas on that wall, they will never come to fruition because they have been the moments of light bulb, if you like, that then I look at it and think, that whole business success balance thing, it's just not going to fit into that. It was a great idea, but hey ho, what can I learn from that? Where can I go with it? So what do I want going forward for my business? Where is Kapow going? Well, there's always room for one or two more coaching clients, which is always nice. I never have a closed door on that. And equally, taking people from that into that community of business heroes is always really good fun. So yes, I am always looking to work with new people to bring new people into Kapow and help them build the businesses that they want. But also the thing, if you like, the project that is my second priority after looking after my clients now is the Supercharge Your Business Club. So the Supercharge Your Business Club is something that's been bubbling around in the brain for some considerable time. And it will be three different levels of being able to be part of the club. And the first one is already live, which is Ignite. And Ignite is the online library of professional and personal development ebooks. My background's in learning and development. And one of the things that I have always been frustrated about is that small businesses and small business owners, and particularly solopreneurs, although I really don't like that word, we need to find a different one, continual professional development is almost impossible because of how much it costs and how much time you're expected to take out of your business. You see, it's easy if you're in the corporate world because you just go, I'm going to go on a 3-day conference, and they go, OK, see you next week. And there's a safety net there. For those of us running our own businesses, taking 3 days completely out of your business is probably not possible for the majority of us. Being able to cough up the 1500 quid to go and do that 3-day conference is also, for most of us, probably not possible. So I scratched my head and I put the thinking cap on and I thought, okay, so where are we at with this, Sheena? And that's where Supercharge Your Business Club came about. So Ignite is the first level. That's already live. I'm currently developing that, marketing that, selling those annual memberships, which I personally feel are really good value at only 59 quid. So that's less than 20p a day. But then there are the other levels coming as well. So then there will be Boost, which is all about self-study courses. So not just books, but courses for those who really enjoy that workbook, work through a problem, work through an activity. And there again is a wide range of content coming from that. And then after Boost will be Accelerate, which is actually the live bit. That will be a real limited membership, which will involve quarterly face-to-face workshops and annual retreat, all that kind of thing for 25 probably business owners who really want to get stuck in and be able to have that continual development through the year, but equally for an affordable monthly fee. So that's the future for Kapow. Still doing lots of coaching, which is what I really enjoy, but developing the Supercharge Your Business Club too.
All sounds good to me. But then I've been watching you do it for a while, so. Do you have a tip to share, particularly for disabled business owners who might be a bit stuck?
Yes, I do. And The initial strapline tip, you might think, what? But bear with. Adapt to survive and plan to thrive. This is something that actually really became so relevant to all of us when lockdown happened. Whether you have a disability or not, all of a sudden, the way that we did business just disappeared overnight. And for a lot of people, that was a full stop. That was, I just don't see how I can get round this, past this. So I'm just going to throw the towel in. But when I talk about adapt to survive and plan to thrive from a business success context, what I mean by that is don't keep doing, if it's broken, don't keep trying to fix the broken thing. Have a look at what's going on and think, okay, if I'm trying to work like this in my business and it's just not working, take a step back and think, maybe your body's trying to tell you that you're not in the right frame to do. Maybe that's not when you work best. I said at the beginning of our chat, I work best in the afternoon and the early evening. That's when I am at my most creative, my most productive. So that's when I do that stuff. That's why Content Club is always in an afternoon. It's adapting how you work and equally being flexible to the goals you set. So there's no point saying I'm going to achieve this enormous task by next Tuesday if actually that's not going to be practical. So adapt to survive not only means look at how you're doing business, maybe change the way you work to help you do business better. But equally, if you're not selling something, stop flogging it. Have a look at it and think, why am I not selling this? Have you maybe fallen out of love with it? Is it maybe too difficult? Is it maybe something that is just too difficult to produce, deliver because you don't want to, or it's taking too much out of you, or you've fallen out of love with it? Whatever you do in the adapt stage, learn from that and then plan to survive going forward. Learn from those lessons. Think, if I'm learning that I'm at my most productive and I'm at my most creative in the afternoon, then that is when I'm going to plan to do this. If I'm learning that face-to-face networking, for example, is just not for me, don't beat yourself up. Think, okay, then I'm going to look for online opportunities to talk to people about how I can help them. I am going to adapt to survive now, and then I'm going to plan to thrive later.
Fabulous. And having been through all those stages, it does work.
Yeah. T-shirts needed, Claire. Yeah, t-shirts
definitely needed. As well as that, I've been sheened, which I'm pretty sure I have them appear at some point. So thank you for joining me on our first episode of season two of the BSN for Disabled Entrepreneurs podcast. You are, as always, an amazing guest. Give us one plug. Where can we find you? What can we buy?
Right. Well, I'll give you a plug then for Ignite, shall I? That would be the easiest thing to do. If you head over to, you've got me on the hop now, Joe, the Heroes Hub. I'm sure you have links for that.
I'll be in the show notes.
Marvellous. Well, if you follow the links that Joe's going to pop in there, then Ignite is yours for just $5.99 a month. And equally, I'm also running a really bonkers offer at the moment where you can get the customer audit plan for just 99p. And you can find all of that with the links Joe will send you. And by all means, reach out to me on social media, on LinkedIn particularly. You'll find me there at Sheena Wyatt, and it'd be lovely to connect.
Thank you, and thank you again for being a lovely guest, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks time with our next one.
So you've been listening to the Business Success Network podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please do go and check out all the other episodes that we offer. We've got a great range of guests that have gone before us and that are coming up. And if you want to get involved in the Business Success Network, you can find us at www.businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk. There's loads of ways you can get involved, whether that's from contributing to our business magazine or whether that's getting involved in the podcast. We are here to showcase your expertise and help you to grow you and grow your business.